Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ground.
What you gonna do?
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 Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I'm so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and highways and joining you on this week approaching Christmas. Hallelujah. Just thank God for just enabling me to come across these airways on tonight, sharing with you the divine word of truth. I just thank you for allowing me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. And then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in on tonight. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I hope and I pray this all was well in your family circle on today. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. We're going to skip the condolences prayer on tonight. And we're going to do, our program is going to be geared around the baby boy, the Christ child. And so we're going to now go on into our opening prayer, our intro prayer. And so we are going to introduce to some and present to others a deity. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on tonight of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together once again around this spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly soil that we have our feet planted on, God, is not our eternal destination. We know that you have lying in wait, God, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but you are the builder and you are his architect, God. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, God, we will continually to approach the four corners of this earth, God, the north, south, east, and west. And we will continue to toil in your vineyard, God, telling the world about your goodness, your grace, your mercy, telling about you and your miracles, and your wonderful acts, God, that you have performed. Hallelujah, when you walk these streets and these roads, God, here on planet Earth. We'll continually, God, to come and go as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. We'll now into about 10 seconds on the clock at this time, and I will be with you for the remainder. And we got, well, not a lot to cover, but I don't want to speed read tonight. I want to just kind of go along a little slow and just kind of, you know, take my time on tonight and just let you, you know, enjoy the program. And so I want you just to get your iPads, your Nooks, your tablets, all your digital devices, and if you want to read along and, you know, write down the scripture reading for your edification, that would be such a delight unto me. And so I just want you to get your comfortable seat, get your pillow to position your posture, and I'm intending to bring the divine word of God before you on tonight, asking your prayers of the saints. Thank you so kindly. You've just been such a blessing. And I just want just to give you a hands up, even though it might not have been such a good year, 2014. But I tell you, you don't know what God has in store for you for 2015. But if you just, you know, step out on faith and don't worry about what you have, but you look to see what God has, because you know that God has a bank. He has a vault that, I mean, is countless currency. And all you have to do is just pray and ask God for what you want and to believe that you have it. I know some of you, which I'll save this for a later program, but I know some of you has had a lot of sadness this year, a lot of heartaches, a lot of tumult in your life. But I want to let you know that Jesus is the problem solver. You don't have a problem that's too hard for God to solve. All you have to do is turn it over to Jesus. And so we now is going to go on in to our scheduled program that's already in progression. Our tonight's sermon entitled, A Baby Boy, the Christ Child. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads this. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 2:7. All right, we're going to go on into our second key scripture for tonight. And it reads this. And I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 6:35. And the first key scripture for your edification came out of the law of Luke 2:7. Second key scripture came out of the law of John 6:35. Hallelujah. We know that the glitter of bright decorations and the sounds of joyful Christmas carols, the happy children and the cheerful Merry Christmas greetings sometimes give the impression that everybody is glad that Jesus came to our planet. But that isn't true today, and it never was. For the news of Jesus' birth evokes a mixed reaction. We find out that the wise men joyful welcome and worship the Savior. That scripture reading is found in the law of Matthew 2:10-11. But King Herod, he was so troubled when he heard about it that he tried to find and kill the baby Jesus. Most people, however, wasn't aware of the significance of what had happened. Still today, we know that multitude honors Jesus and rejoice in their salvation. But yet there are many others that hate him. They grumble about the singing of Christmas carols in the shopping malls and the display of nativity scenes in public places. Others are apathetic, and they go along with the celebration of the season. They may join in singing Christmas carols, but they never ask themselves who is or why he came. They don't think of their needs to believe on him and receive him as their Savior. I would like to ask you on tonight, are you among the indifferent to ignore him and his claim is to reject him? We know that Christmas demands a decision about Christ, but the choice is yours. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. Someday your heart will be asking, what will he do with me? If you make room for Jesus in your heart, he will make room for you in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we find out that there was a full page in an advertising newspaper. And near the top of the light blue page was the silhouette of a star in the center of the page. And the words read, "It's a boy." And we can go into the law of Luke 2 and 11. Was printed across the bottom of the page. Today in the town of David, we find out that a Savior had been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This simple message is a boy. Proclaimed the indescribable gift of a Savior who came to earth as a baby. And you asked again, why did he do it? Here is the reasons that Christ came, that we might have these essentials to exist. One reason that he came is because of our sins. We were separated from a holy God. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Romans 3 and 28. We know that it took a perfect Savior and a mediator was needed to bring us back together. But we had to find someone that was sin-free and was sinless, didn't have a spot of blemish on him. So there was no one, hallelujah, that fit those descriptions. But God, who could restore the relationship, God wanted to send Jesus. He loved us so much that he gave his son. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 3 and 16. So that our relationship could be restored. Jesus was the only one who could meet this demand for a perfect sacrifice. Only he was sinless. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Hebrews 9, 11 through 15. He willingly gave himself on the cross. God accepted that sacrifice and raised him from the dead. Because of our needs and his love, God the Father gave us the gift of Jesus the Son. I'm asking you on tonight, will you accept this gift today? It's yours for free. It don't cost anything. Jesus has already paid the debt. And you can rejoice your soul. The debt is already paid. For all our sins on Christ were laid. We've been redeemed, we've justified, and all because the Savior died. Jesus died that we might live. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And when Jesus lived here on earth, he invited people to come to him, and he still does today. You can read in the law of John 6 and 35, but what do he and his Father in heaven have that we need, you might ask? Salvation. Jesus is the only way to have forgiveness of our sins and the promise of heaven. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's because the reading is coming out of the law, John 3 and 15. Secondly, he had a purpose. We are to give all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind and our strength to follow Jesus. Whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Mark 8 and 34. And we know that Jesus comfort us. In our trials of sorrow, the God of all comfort, he comfort us in all of our tribulations. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3 through 4. Jesus brought wisdom. We needed wisdom beyond our own for making decisions. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him. That scripture reading is coming out of James 1 and 5. Jesus said, strength. We were weary. The Lord will give strength to his people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 29 and 11. Jesus brought along abundant life. The fullest life is found in a relationship with Jesus. I have come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 10 and 10. Jesus said, the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 6 and 37. Come, will you come to Jesus tonight? You that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, if God called you called on tonight, will you be ready? Will you be ready to stand before that judgment seat of God on that great day when Jesus will open a book, and he said that he was going to open the 66 books, and then there will also be another book, and that, friend, is a book of life, where every single iota thing that you've done here on planet Earth will be televised. It will be read before all the world to see. Would you want to serve a God like mine? You don't have to worry about having a weaponry under your pillow because you're afraid that someone might break in on you, bring you bodily harm. You will have Jesus as your protection. Jesus can be your shield of protection on tonight if you allow him to be. Jesus is calling to those who are weary. If for the bread of life you now hunger, hear his sweet voice saying, come. Jesus invites us to come to him for life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus Christ, who through his death and resurrection has made it possible for you and I to enter the presence of God. By faith in his merit alone, we become identified with him and partake of all that he secured for us. The writer of Hebrews said, it was fitting for him in bringing many sons to glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he who sacrificed and those who are being sanctified are all of one. Each day, let's thank God for the saving work of Jesus Christ, who love and sacrifice have carried us along to God the Father. And we find out to enter heaven when we die, we have no merit on our own. But if we put our faith in Christ, he'll take us to the Father's throne. If we could merit our own salvation, Jesus, hallelujah, would not have to die to prove it. So I would say on you tonight that don't have God in your life, I would stop what I was doing right now, lift both my hands toward heaven, and look up toward heaven and ask God to forgive you of all of your sins. Invite him into your life to be your Lord and Savior. It is soon done. Just as quickly as you can ask, it will be given unto you. Start your life anew. Get a fresh start. Come in 2015. Be a new, improved you. God will put all of our sins in the sea of forgiveness. He will remember them anymore. You can start a new slate. Get your set of new friends. Toss the old ones aside. And God will give you a brand new set of friends. Hallelujah. And you can tell others about this Savior that you have met, the Lord of your life. And you can live every day to please God. And when you die, you will have that great assurance that you have served God with all of your heart, your mind, and soul, and you can live to reign with God forever and ever. And indeed, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your mind and to impact your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. You can send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dynamics of this program. We will now bring you hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. May God bless you, you and you. Be careful as you travel along the highways and skyways. Take God along with you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. He's just like your American Express card. Don't leave home without him. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. I will now bring you hymns of Zion. God bless you. Season greetings to all of you out there. Bye for now.